Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. We begin at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Esrei Su'udois Chayiv Adam Lechel B'Sukkah. Throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, one is meant to eat 14 Su'udois. There's a chiv to eat 2 Su'udois a day in the Sukkah. Achas b'yayim v'achas b'layla. One suda by day and one at night. And the Gemara learned this from a pasuk. You meant to live in your sukkah the same way you live in your home throughout the year. And just as ordinarily you would have 2 meals a day, that was your schedule, one at night, one by day. Likewise on sukkah, you meant to have 2 meals, once at night, once by day, and have them in your sukkah. V'chachamim aimrim. Ein ledavar kitzva. There isn't a set value, a set number of required meals on Yom Tov. Chutz mileila Yom Tov rishon shel chag b'vad. Except for the first night of Sukkos, where you meant to have a meal and have it in your sukkah. Va'id amar b'lezer. In addition, says b'lezer, a greater chiddush. Mishalei ochal leila Yom Tov harishon. If one missed that first meal on that first night of Sukkos, Yashlim, he could even make it up. Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Ha'achon Shel Chag. He could make up that missed meal anytime throughout Yom Tov and even on Shmini Atzeres. The Leila Yom Tov Ha'achon Shel Chag, although he's already out of the Sukkah, he can still make it up then. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rechachamim Oimrim, you can't make it up. A missed meal is a missed meal. Ein ledavar tashlumen. You can't make that up. Valza nemar. On this, the pasuk says, pasuk in Keheles, mu'uvas leyuchal liskein. Something crooked cannot be fixed. Vechestrein leyuchal leimane. Something which wasn't counted can no longer be counted. Missed meal is a missed meal, says Rashi. 6 lines from the top. Yudalot Su'uda is begimur mefarash tama. How do we get to 14 meals? Chachamim say, ain't ledavar kitzvah. Imrotzelis anis, if he wishes to fast and not have a meal in the sukkah, ain't anu skukin loy. Have no qualms about it. Elim yechel lo yechel chitzel sukkah. Certainly, if he has a meal, he can't have it outside the sukkah. But if he chooses not to have a meal at all, he'll have fruit and vegetables, meat, chicken. There's no chiv to have a meal in the sukkah. So when Rashi says, lis anos, some of Farshim say, doesn't literally mean fast, not meant to fast in Yantar, it just means to say, he doesn't have to actually have a meal. And some point out that although perhaps you must have a su'uda on Yom Tov, but Rashi means to say it's not sukkah related. Perhaps there's a chiv on Yom Tov to have a su'uda, just like any other Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos. But it's not necessarily sukkah related. So that's all they're trying to point out to Reb Elazar. You're telling us there's a chiv to have 2 meals a day in his sukkah? There's no chiv to have a meal in a sukkah, except chutz mileila Yom Tov harishon, the first night of sukkahs, she'ein rashi les anos. K'dil of the Gemara, then he cannot refrain, as the Gemara will tell us. In addition, says Reb Elazar, if you missed a meal, you can make it up, yashlim. He's going to make it up even though he's out of the sukkah already. And the Gemara will ask on this. So let's see the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara. What is Rabbi Elazar's reason? 2 meals a day in the sukkah. The pasuk says, basukkah is teishu. We learn, teishu ke'en taduru. You're living, you're dwelling in the sukkah, is meant to reflect the way you live in your home throughout the year. How do you conduct yourself throughout the year? Ma diro achas b'yom achas b'layla. Just like typically, you have a meal by day and at night. Av sukkah, likewise in your sukkah, you have to live accordingly. Achas b'yom achas b'layla. One by day, one at night. V'rabbonin. How do Rabbanu respond to this drasha? Sure, Teshuva came to Duru. but a little differently. Kedira, just like your ordinary dwelling, which is Madira, you have a choice. Madira iboy achel, iboy lo yachel. You have the option open. If you wish, you eat. If you're not in the mood, you don't have a meal. Nobody's going to force you to eat throughout the year. Av sukkanami. Sending on sukkahs. Iboy achel, iboy lo yachel. It's up to him. He has both options. If he wants, he can eat. If he wishes not to eat, he can do that as well. If that's the case, afilu leila yom tov rishonami, first night of yom tov as well. Why do Rabbanim require him to have a meal on the first night? They learned it from Gzera Shava. Ne'amar kan chamisha asar. On Sukkot it says chamisha asar. Ve'ne'amar chamisha asar b'chag ha-matzis. On the yom tov of Pesach we find the term chamisha asar. We make a connection. Mala halan, just as over there. Laila harishon chayva. There is a chiv to have matzah on that first night. Mikan ve'elach rishus. Although past the first night, it's voluntary. There's no chiv to have matzah throughout Pesach, but on the first night there is a chiv. Avkan likewise on Sukkot laila harishon chayva. On the first night there is a chiv to have a meal in your sukkah. Mikan ve'elach rishus. Past the first night, voluntary. V'asa menala. And indeed, how do we know that there's a chiv to have matzah on the first night of Pesach? Omar krob be'erev teichlo matzahs. During that night, you meant to have matzahs ha'kosov kovei chayva. By saying that, the Torah is establishing it as a mandatory meal. You meant to have an achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach. Likewise over here, there's a chiv to have an achilah on the first night in the sukkah. Now, Tosis asks a kasha. He says, take a look at the Gemara again. Rabbanu respond by saying, Teishvu kintadura means, there's no chiv to have a meal on Sukkot, except for the first night, because of Gzera Shav. But otherwise, Iboy achel, Iboy loy achel. Says the Gemara, what about the Tosis? What about the Gemara Brachas? Well, Brachas says, let's say a person omits the Me'ein HaMa'ira, the mentioning of the day's occasion, you know, Yal V'Yavai, in Birchas HaMazon of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Does he have to repeat or not? Says the Gemara, yes, he does, because Le'sagi Le'Ochel, meaning you can't do without bread. You have to have a meal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's pretty clear in the Gemara. There's a Chiv Su'uda on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. And here we say, well, it's up to him. It's optional. Iboy achel, iboy lo yachel. So Tosis over here says, you're right. All the Gemara there means, at the first night of Sukkot, it's mandatory. On that night, if he skips Yalav Yav, he has to repeat. But otherwise, there is no Chiv Suda on Yom Tov. So that's Tosis by us. Throughout Yom Tov, there's no Chiv Suda except for the first night. And indeed, on the first night, since it's a chiv to have a meal in the sukkah, if he skips Yal V'Yavah, he has to repeat that Birchas HaMazon. Because that's the formula. If there's a chiv suda, then if he skips Me'en HaMa'ira, you have to go back. And that only applies to the first night. Now, Tosis in Brachis, over there in Daf Mem Tes, and likewise the Rosh and others, have a different approach. Sure, there's a chiv suda on Yom Tov. Oynig Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. You have to wash, there's a chiv suda. And that's what the Gemara is referring to over there. And that's why if he skips Yalav Yavai, he has to repeat. If so, what does the Gemara over here mean? Rabbanan say, Teishu came to Duru, just as Dira is optional, Sukkos is optional as well, except for the first night. Otherwise, it's no Chiv Suda. What does the Gemara mean? So the Rishonim say, sure, in reference to Yom Tov, there's a Chiv. The Chiv Suda, as far as the Yom Tov is concerned. But it's not Sukkah based. It's not Sukkah related. Two separate concepts. There's a Chiv to have a Suda because it's Yom Tov. But not necessarily is it related to the Sukkah. Now, what would be the difference between the two? There are many Pshatim in the Rishonim. One simple approach would be as far as the Shiur. To be Yetzi Suda as Yom Tov, perhaps you can have a Kazayis. achila. But as far as the sukkah is concerned, we learned yesterday, it has to be a achilas kva to be chayiv in sukkah. That's only past the kibetza. So that would be a simple nafkamina. And that's what the Gemara over here means. You're right, says Tosef, says the Rosh. There's a chayiv suda on Yom Tov. But unlike you, Rabbi Lezer holds that you have to have two meals a day in the sukkah. It's a sukkah-related chiyuv. We disagree. Although you might have to have a meal as far as Yom Tov is concerned, but it's not sukkah-related. You don't have to have it in the sukkah. Suppose you're having less than a shir, eat it outside the sukkah. You'll be yotze simchas Yom Tov, although it's out of the sukkah, except for the first night. But we learn from Pesach that just as over there, not enough to have Simchas Yom Tov, which you can be yotze with matzah ashira mixed with other ingredients. That's not sufficient. Just as over there, it has to be a kezayis matzah, be'erev teichlo matzah, proper matzah, lechem oini. So it's an additional chiyuv beyond Simchas Yom Tov. Likewise over here, on the 15th day of Sukkot, you have to have an achila, which is a Sukkot-related achila. So, on top of Simchas Yom Tov, it has to be something which relates to the sukkah. Perhaps a shiur achila of sukkah, kibetza, and dafka in the sukkah. So, two approaches in the Rishonim. So, it's really a very yusoidis machlekes, very basic machlekes, whether there's a chiv su'udah on Yom Tov. According to Tosis over here, no. According to Tosis and Brachas and the Rush there, the answer is yes. But either way, the first night of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah, a chiv, to have an achila in the Sukkot. In addition, says Rabbi Elazar, if you skip the meal, you can make it up. Make it up when? Even on the last day of Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres, when he's already out of the Sukkot. Says the Gemara, how could that work? V'amar Rabbi Elazar, didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Abba Esrei Su'uda Yischayiv Adam Lechel B'Sukkot? He's meant to have 14 meals in his sukkah. Achas b'yayim, achas b'layla. Sound the word, make it up out of the sukkah. Amar Bira was the name of a chacham. He quoted Amar b'Ami. Chazber b'lezer. B'lezer was chayzer, he reverted from his shita. He no longer holds that one is obligated to have 14 meals throughout Yom Tov. It's only the first night. And then he can make up a Shmini Atzeres. Let's go to Rashi. Around halfway down the Amid. Says Rashi, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Yudal Tzu'uda is chayiv adam lechel b'sukkah. If you have to have 14 meals in a sukkah, how can you make it up on the last day when you're already out of the sukkah? V'kivan de b'yayim achar nilav b'sukkah yosef. Not only that, v'im yashib al ha'shem mitzvah oiver of al toysef. If one sits in the sukkah on the last day, so this was during the time of the Migdash, they knew it was already past sukkahs. Right, it wasn't a suffix. It was already past Sukkot. It was Shmini Atzeres, a regular B'fnei Atzmoy. If he sits to be Yoytzi the Mitzvah, he's over, about Toysev. You can't add to Mitzvah Sukkot. That's the case. How could he sit there and make up for a meal which was meant to be in a Sukkot? Maya Shlama the Sukkot Ikach Amabir Hashem Chacham. Chazber B'lezer. Eitzel Chachamim Leimar. He agreed to the Chachamim. Leimar Sh'ein L'davar Kitzvah. There's no set number of required meals. If he wants to less honest, is Anna. If he wants to refrain from eating, could do so. Chutz mi leila yom tov rishon, except for the first night. That's all. The first night he has a chiv. Ubohom mi apalagalayu. Oh, now this first meal is the point of contention. He holds, you can make that up. The kasavar yesh la tashlum. If you skip that meal, you can make it up, and you can even make it up on Shmini Atzeres out of the sukkah. As we find the Gemara in Yuma, that if you miss the carbon on the first day of Sukkot, you can make it up all the way to Shmini Atzeres. So although it's really somewhat of a separate Yom Tov, but in respect to making up something missing from the first Yom Tov, it's there as a backup, as a makeup. Now the question is, what happened here? So Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar now see eye to eye. There are no 14 meals. There's only one meal. One meal on the first night in the sukkah. How can you make that up on Shmini Atzeres? What did the Gemara gain We had a kasha. How can you make up a sukkah meal out of the sukkah? My response, we no longer have 14 meals in the sukkah. We only have that single meal, the first night. And that can be made up according to Blazer out of the sukkah? L'chayra, we didn't really answer our question. It says the Marshal, we just switched tracks. It says like this. Up until this point, the Gemara figured, according to Blazer, you need 14 meals in the sukkah. It's a sukkah-related concept. It's a chiv rooted in mitzvah sukkah. You can't have that out of the sukkah. The Gemara changed. What happened was we changed our perspective. We no longer have 14 meals in the sukkah. It's only the first night, which is basically a mitzvah achil. Similar to mitzvah achilas matzah on Pesach. We learn that gzeres shava, one from the other. Whether it's the gzeres shava or perhaps some other way, we learn that on the first night, there is a mitzvah of achila, and it isn't really a sukkah related mitzvah, or even if it is sukkah related, but it's primarily yontif related. It's a mitzvah achila on the first night of yontif, on the 15th day of Tishrei. So the focal point is mitzvahs achila on yontif, on 15th day of Tishrei, like 15th day of Nisan. So although by default it has to be in the sukkah, and perhaps that is an element in the chiv here, but it isn't the primary element. It's primarily a chiv, a mitzvah's achila on that night. Therefore, Blazer holds that can be made up even outside the sukkah. Whereas Rabbanan disagree. It's a sukkah-related mitzvah. It's mitzvah's achila sukkah, which can take place only on that night, first night of Yom Tov in the sukkah. You can't make it up. Continues the Gemara, Mashlim b'may. So according to Blazer, if you skip it, you can make it up. How are you going to make it up? Suppose he's not going to have a separate new meal as a makeup meal. Does that work? Ilema b'rifta. Is he going to make it up with the bread that he's going to have throughout that su'udah on Shmini Atzeres? It's not going to be a new su'udah. He's going to include it in the current su'udah. That doesn't work. Su'udah di yaymekehachu. He's engaged in that day's meal. As she says, there's no hecker. There's nothing to indicate that he's doing it as a makeup for the first meal that he missed. Ela ma yashlim. If so, how's he going to make up? Yashlim b'mina targima. He can make it up by adding some delicacies, some extra courses to his meal, which will serve as a makeup for that missed meal. Tani amehochi. We have a support for this in a brisa. Im hishlim b'mini targima yotze. If he added some mini targima, his yotze. Rashi explains, he's really done his main meal. Now they bring some desserts, some fruits, some mezonos. That's going to serve as a makeup for the lost meal. Shal apotropos shal Agrippas HaMelech. The house manager, a Jewish house manager of Agrippas HaMelech, asked a shiloh. Esther Belezer. He asked Belezer for his opinion. Ki goyin ani, what happens to me? She'eni rogel le'echel, el suda achas b'yoyim. Mau. I know that you are of the opinion that two sudas a day on Sukkot is mandatory. This was before Belezer was chayzer, explains the ritzvah. So this fellow wanted to know what happens in his case. He serves the royal, he's the manager in the royal kitchen, and he has one royal meal a day. That's all. Can I be yated by having just one meal, one large royal meal a day? Do I need two? Amar Lo, Rav Elazar responded, no, you need two, just like everybody else. Behold, every day at Mamshech, Kama Parparois, Lichvoid Atzmacha. All the time, you're busy engaging in delicacies for your own benefit. And now you find it hard to add one delicacy for Hashem. Go ahead, arrange your schedule in a manner where you'll have two meals a day. He asked him another shiloh. What happens to me? I'm married to two noshim. Achas v'tveri, v'achas v'tzipori. One resides in Tveria, the other one in Tzipori. Yesh li shtei sukkos. And I have two sukkos built. Achas b'Tveria, v'achas b'Tzipori. Ma'o she'etze misukkah l'sukkah, v'ipater. Can I switch sukkos midway? Eat in this one, sleep in that one. Can I go back and forth? Or do I have to stay in the same sukkah throughout the 7 days of Yom Tov? Amar Leh, Lezer responds, Loi, no, you can't switch midway. She'ani Omer, because I am of the opinion, one switches sukkahs midway, he loses out whatever he did in the first sukkah. Says Rashi, two lines from the bottom. If you leave your sukkah, you lose everything you did. Seven days of sukkahs are one continuous experience. It's one package, it's one bundle. And you have to experience it in one single sukkah. Tanya, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein yoytze misukkah l'sukkah. You cannot transfer from one sukkah to the other. Ve'ein oisin sukkah b'choylo shel moed. Likewise, if a fellow shows up in the middle of choylo shel moed, he wasn't even yoytze yet. He was on a trip, he came in the middle of Yom Tov, you can't build a new sukkah. It has to be one single sukkah for 7 days. That's Rabbi Elazar. V'chacham Omrim, yoytze misukkah l'sukkah. One may go ahead and move from one sukkah to the other. Voice in sukkah b'chol shel moed. Likewise, you can build a new sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov. Now, all agree, v'shavin, all agree shem nafla. Suppose you had a sukkah built from before Yom Tov, and it collapsed. You can rebuild on a chol moed. I'm going to soon explain the reason for this. It says, well, my time to Rebbe. What is Rebbe's reason? We learn from here. Asay sukkah horu'i l'shiva. Go build a sukkah which is going to serve throughout all 7 days. One continuous place of dira. V'rabbanan. How do Rabbanan respond? Just the opposite. You know what the pasuk means? Asay sukkah b'chag. You can go ahead and build a sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov. Chag hasukkah is taslacha. You can build a sukkah even on chag. Let's go over to Rashi on top. Ein yotzei misukkah l'sukkah. You can't transfer from one sukkah to the other. Lechel bazu v'lishem bazu oy hayom bazu u'machar bazu ve'ein yotzei sukkah b'chag shel moed. This is a chiddush. Even though this fellow wasn't in town until today, Misha lo yasha b'sukkah Yom Tov Rishon, he can't build a new one today because it's not a 7 day dwelling. I learned this from the pasuk. Asay sukkah l'shem chag, shal shev asa yam. This is Reb Lezer speaking. Shamas minod ein oisin sukkah b'chol shel moed, ein lo shiva. So one thing we learn is that you can't build a sukkah in the middle of chol shel moed because it's not a 7 day dwelling. It's not intended to function as a 7 day deer. That's number one. V'shaminim mina, and we learn as far as the person as well. You can't alternate from one sukkah to the other. Then yoytzim is sukkah l'sukkah. Dim kain lav sukkah l'shiva you, because otherwise the sukkah is not serving your full 7 day dwelling period. So two things. One, on account of the sukkah itself. The cheftza, the sukkah itself, has to be a 7 day dwelling. It can't be built in the middle of Yom Tov. And number two, the sukkah has to serve your 7 day dira as one unit, as one package. You can't start here and end there. Kanis de Gemara. V'shav, now all agree, shem nafla, the sukkah collapses midway, shechoyzer boinoysa, b'chol shel moed, can rebuild it even in the middle of Yom Tov. Pshita, of course, why would I think otherwise? It's the same sukkah. Ma'od the tema, perhaps I would say, hayachritihi. No, it's a new structure. V'enu lo shiva. It's not serving a 7 day purpose. Kamashmo, the chiddush is no. Because he's merely rebuilding his old sukkah. Now, Tosis learns some girsas that indicate the Gemara means we're speaking that he's using the same building material. So he's mamish rebuilding with the same eitzim. That's why we consider it to be one continuous structure. In Rashi, it's not so clear. The Rashash learns that perhaps it's not even going to be using the same construction material, but since it's merely coming to be mashlem, to complete, to sort of shore up that sukkah, which has already been built, we don't consider it to be a new makam dira, a new dwelling. It's just one continuous dira, and it works even according to Rabbi Lezer. So we have another machlek between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim. According to Rabbi Lezer, sukkah is one single dira of 7 days, as far as the sukkah is concerned, as far as the person experiencing that sukkah, it's one interrupted experience. Chachamim disagree. Here we have another machlek is coming up. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Aymer. Kishem, Shein, Yodim, Yodzei. Just as we all know, and a person cannot be yoytze his mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Yom Tov. Bilu lavei shalchak, using his friend's lulav, has to be yours. We learn from lachem that has to be yours. Misha lachem. So just as that's pashut when it comes to the arba minim, kach ein adam yoytze dechi vasei b'sukkos shalchaver. Likewise, says Rabbi Lezer. One cannot be yoytze mitzvah's sukkah by using his friend's sukkah. It has to be yours. It has to be your personal property. Dechsiv, chag, hasukkah is tasalacha shivas yamim. We learn, mishalacha. It has to be yours. V'chacham, they disagree. Avo bisha amru, although we all know, ein adam yoytze dechavase, v'yam tev harishin, but love is shalcha veroi. When it comes to lulav, you can't be yoytze with your friends. And by the way, Tesis brings that although there was a minhag that kol hakol would purchase one esrog b'shutfus, that's the way they used to do it, and they would be yoytze with one esrog for all. Once read the Chavetz Chaim says in his town they were just unable to do more. They had one set for all. So the kasha is, how could it be yoytze if it's jointly owned by everybody? It has to be yours. Says Taisus, Datan is the end of the long Taisus here, about 4 or 5 lines towards the end. He says, Datan lahaknis kol echad chelke lechaveri b'sho shemavarech abanas lahachsir. He says, although they don't necessarily express it or stipulate, I'm giving it to you unconditionally, you give it back to me, they just hand it around. The presumption is that their mindset is as such, that they're giving it away. Every fellow is giving away his part to his friend when he's going to make that bracha and use it. Amnas lahachser, on condition that it's going to be returned. And he says, although it's purchased as a shutvas, as a partnership, the assumption is that it was done with this in mind. So that's a given, says the Gemara. We understand that lulav needs to be yours. But, say the Chachamim, avo yoytze dechevasoi b'sukkos shechaver. Here is the Gemara. Of course, when it comes to sukkah, you can be yoytze b'sukkos shechaver. Dechsiv, we have a raya. Kala ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos. And b'sukkos is spelled without that second vav, so it would be read like b'sukkas, singular. All Yisraelim, all citizens, all ezrachim, can use one sukkah. Malamish kol Yisrael ru'uyim leisha b'sukkah achas. That all of Yisrael can use one sukkah. Rashi explains, the walk-in single file. Now, although this one single jointly owned sukkah doesn't really have enough value to go around, meaning every portion, every Yisrael's chelik in the sukkah is less than a pruta, right? A single hut for everybody, it's less than a pruta. So you don't really have value. You don't really have ownership. Right? Less than a pruta is not considered monetary value. Nevertheless, you can be yaitze because you're borrowing your friend's portion as well. It doesn't have to be yours. You can utilize your friend's portion in the sukkah. And this we learn from the pasuk of Kala Ezrich. It doesn't have to be yours. Borrowed is fine. It says the Gemara, Rabbanan ha'ilucha mayal ma'adar shibay. Well, is that a pasuk? It said, Chag ha'sukkah is tas lecha. What do they do with the pasuk lecha? It's coming to exempt a stolen sukkah. A stolen sukkah, of course, that you can't use. Avos ula, but merely borrowed? That's okay. Ksiv kol ezrach. The pasuk kol ezrach tells you borrowed is fine. For Rabbi Lezer, hay kol ezrach mayavidli. Rabbi Lezer holds that you cannot use somebody else's sukkah. He equates it to lulav. What does he do with the pasuk kol ezrach, which seems to indicate otherwise? It's coming to include something else. Miboyle, he used it for the following halacha. The Gershon is Gair Ben Taim. Kol Ezrach is saying that although we know that it has to be a 7-day dira, as mentioned earlier, right? According to Blazer, it has to be a dira l'shiva, but we have two exceptions. Kol Ezrach, all citizens, meaning there are some exceptional citizens. We have a Gershon is Gair Ben Taim, a Gair who converted right in the middle of Yontif. He shows up, Chol HaMoed. He can build a sukkah today. His sukkah is not deficient, although it's not really a 7-day sukkah. His yom tov starts today. Another example, v'katan shenes gadol in time, a katan became an adult on yom tov. So these are two exceptions to the rule. They can build a sukkah even on yom tov. Rabbanon. How do Rabbanon know this halacha? Very simple. Kivan shahamru oisin sukkah b'chol HaMoed. They've already told us. There's nothing holding up a person from building a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. A regular person. So you don't need a pasuk to allow a ger or a katan. Anybody can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so we concluded the next machlokes. Between Rabbi Elazar, who holds sukkah needs to be yours, personal property, lecha. Rabbanan say, lulav needs to be lecha, but not sukkah. Kol Ezrach v'Yisrael yeshivu b'sukkahs. Tan Rabbanan says the Gemara, we have a braisa with a mas. Mas of Rabbi Loi, involving Rabbi Loi, Shalach lahagbil pnei Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Belud b'regel. Came Yantiv. Rabbi Loi went to pay Rabbi Lezer, his Rebbe, a visit. He went to Lud to pay his Rebbe a visit. Amar Loi, Rabbi Lezer, the Rebbe turns to his Talmud. Amar Loi, Eloi, ein chamishev si regel. You're not properly fulfilling the mitzvah of Yantiv. Why? Explains the Gemara. Shayer Blazer Omer. Rabbi Blazer was fond of saying, "Meshabeach anis atzlonim." I have praise for those lazy people, shein yoitzin batein beregel, who don't leave their homes and their families on Yom Tov. So although they're not really motivated by altruistic motives, but their laziness produces good results. They're home. Spend time with their family, mesameach their wife and the mishpacha, which is the way Yantiv is meant to be spent. Tichsiv v'samachta ata b'isach. So that's why Rabbi Elazar was reprimanding his Talmud Rabbi Loi. What are you doing here? You should be back home with your family. Says, "Where ani? Is that so? There's a mitzvah to go pay your Rebbe a visit." How do we know that a person is meant to pay his Rebbe a visit on Yom Tov? Shanama, we have a pasuk. This was by the Isha HaShunamis. She was running over to Elisha to tell him about her baby who died, and her husband hadn't known the story. And he turns to her in wonder. He says, "Why are you going to the tzaddik today? Madua atoy leches elav hayoyim? What's today different than any other day? Loi Chodesh, Loi Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, not Shabbos. We learn from there. Mechlal, apparently, the Bechodesh Rosh Shabbos on special occasions. Mechayivinish likpuli api Rabbi. What is meant to go pay his Rebbe a visit? Now, how could you pay a Rebbe a visit without leaving your home? Well, Akasha, the answer is depends where your Rebbe lives. Ha de azil v'asib yemei. When do we say that paying your Rebbe a visit is in place? When it's close by, the Azal of Asabi Yami can go and come on the same day. Ha, the Azal of Asabi Yami. However, if it requires going out of town, he's not going to return on the same day. In that case, as a blazer, better stay home. So, in conclusion, we had several discussions between a blazer and a chacham. So, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Gemara concluded. All agree, the chiyuv achila in the sukkah is only pertaining to the first night. Rav Lezer says, if he skips that meal, he can make it up even b'shmini atzeres and even using paparoi, some delicacies. It doesn't have to be a separate meal designated as a substitute meal for that missed one. Chacham say, no, mu'uvas li'chaliskoin, a skipped meal cannot be made up. We have another machlokes regarding sukkah. The nature of that sukkah dira, according to Rabbi Elazar, has to be one sukkah, one continuous experience throughout all 7 days. So on account of the actual structure, and it has to be around for 7 days. You can't build it in the middle of Yom Tov, and on account of the person living in that structure, the sukkah has to serve his uninterrupted 7 day dira. It's not from the pasuk. Chag sukkah tas l'chashivas yom has to be a dira for 7 days. According to Chachamim, you can go from one sukkah to the other. In fact, when the pasuk says chag sukkah tas l'ch, it actually teaches us you can build a sukkah in Molav Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer says you can't be yaitze with your friend's sukkah tas l'ch, has to be yours. Chachamim say you can. Kol ezach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkas. We can have one jointly owned sukkah for all of Kol Yisrael. And finally, Rabbi Eliezer tells us, on Yom Tov, one's place is at home, v'samachta ato v'esach. Continues the Gemara. Turn around, we learned in the Brais. Ma'asa Rabbi Eliezer. So this incident involved Rabbi Eliezer himself. Sheshavas begolol ha'olim. He spent Shabbos in the upper Galilee. V'sukkasei shal yechanan, b'rabi Eloi, in the sukkah of Yechanan. In the town of Bekisri, some say Bekisaria. Okay. Now they were sitting in this sukkah, and it got sunny. V'yigia chama l'sukkah. It started getting sunny in the sukkah. Amar loy, so Yechanan turned to his rabbi, to Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Ma'u she'efres alei asadan. What's that locha? Can I go ahead and spread a sheet over the sukkah as protection? Now Rabbi Eliezer had a minhag not to expound on anything that he didn't know with clarity, that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He was very conservative when it came to that. So he switched the topic. He didn't want to respond directly. Amarle, he told him, Ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet miYisrael. We don't find any shevet in Yisrael. Shelo yehamed mimenu shevet. Every single shevet had a leader. In Klal Yisrael come from it. Every single shevet. Okay. So he gave him a very important historical fact. What happened next? Higia chama l'chatzia sukkah. Oh, now the sun intensified. Half the sukkah was already sunny. Amar loy, once again, he turns to him, could I spread a sheet out there? Ma'o she'efres aleo sodin. Once again, he avoided comment. Amar loy, he told him something else. Ein l'chakal shevet v'shevet v'yisrael. Every single shevet. Shelo yotzer men neviim. Every single shevet of Yisrael produced neviim. And even Shevet Yudah ben Yamin, although they didn't have Nevi'im, Hamidu Melacham Api Nevi'im. They appointed kings based on, they were appointed by Nevi'im. So they're also related to Nevi'im. Okay, so once again, another important historical fact. What happened next? Higia Chamal Magir Loisav, Shel Rav Elazar. And now it got really serious. His son filled up the sukkah and got close to his feet. Now, Yochanan didn't ask any questions. Not till Yochanan suddenly grabbed the sheet, upir salah, and covered up the sukkah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to appear like he's agreeing to what happened. So he turned away, he left. Hifsho Rabbi Eliezer talisa lachoyrav. Rabbi Eliezer slung his cloak behind him. V'yotza, left the sukkah. He didn't want to show approval. Explains the Gemara, it's not because he didn't really want to teach him. He just wanted to push him away with words. He had the minhag not to say anything that he hadn't accepted, hadn't heard clearly from his rebbeim. Okay. Now, how is this relevant to our sukkah? Here it goes. Says Mahechi Yavid Hachi. How is it Rabbi Eliezer ended up spending a part of Sukkos in Kesri, in Kisarian? He lived in Lod. V'amar Belezer, didn't Belezer himself tell us, Ein yoytzim es sukkah l'sukkah? You can't go ahead and transfer from one sukkah to the other. You meant to stay in your sukkah throughout the entire Yom Tov. Regel achar havoy. It wasn't Sukkos, it was a different Yom Tov. Bryce doesn't say it was Sukkos, it was Beregel. Okay, maybe it was Shavuos. It was sitting in some sort of hut. Okay. So there's more another kasha. What's he doing out of his house on Yom Tov? V'amar Belezer. Belezer himself told us, Meshabeach Anei Satzlon. I praise those lazy people. She'en Yoisin Matein Beregel. Who stay home throughout Yom Tov. So it wasn't Yom Tov. Shabbos Havoy. It was a mistake. It wasn't actually Yom Tov. It was Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Now, getting back to the halachic discussion regarding spreading a sheet on a sukkah, of course it's asr, according to Blazer. The tifshet lay me the day. Blazer himself had already told us, you can't make an oil arai, even though it's a temporary shelter, it's asr on Shabbos and Yontif. Why couldn't he respond based on what he himself had already taught? The tifshet lay me the day, it's none. Pekakachalayin is a window shutter, a plug to close up the window. Can you go ahead and use it on Shabbos? So it depends. Reb Lezer Omer, Bizman Sher Kosher, this shutter is tied to the window, to the structure. Vitali, it's also hanging, it's dangling, in which case it's pretty clear that it's being used as a shutter. Pikey King Boy, you can use it, you can plug with it. Vimla, but otherwise, if it's not hanging and tied, any pikey King Boy, you can't use it because you're being maisif, oil arai. It looks like you're building. Whether or not it's tied or hanging, you can use it because everybody knows it's a window shutter. You're not building, you're not adding to the structure. And in any case, we see Reb Lezer holds, you can't add to an oil arai in here as well. A sheet on a sukkah is also. Says what is the difference? When it comes to the pakak of the chaloin, he's being mavatlet to the chaloin, and perhaps it gives the appearance of boine. But when it comes to a sheet, he's going to take it off soon. As soon as the sun leaves, he's not being mavatlet to his sukkah, so it's not so clear that it will be a problem, says Rashi on top. It's like part of the wall. So over there, it's certainly us, aval sudden, but a sheet, and on Sadi, it's pretty clear to us, the lima vatli got besukkah. It's not going to stay there. Vesefe litli, hilkach le pshitil or belezer, lave moisef. So it wasn't clear to Belezer whether or not it's considered moisef al oil arai. He wasn't sure whether it's us or a mutav, so he didn't respond. Okay, let's review today's highlights. So we got with the Mishnah. Belezer says, one is meant to have 14 meals in a sukkah. Chum say, there's no set amount, only the first night. The Gemara brings Reb Lezer's reason based on the pasuk Teshuvah came to Duru. It's meant to resemble normal behavior, regular scheduling, 2 meals a day. Chum say, only the first night, based on Gzeir Shavah from Pesach. The Gemara concludes that Reb Lezer was actually Chozer boy. The Rashi learns, there's no longer a need to have 14 meals. It's only the first night, but we have a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Chacham regarding that meal. If he skipped that meal, could he go ahead and make it up? Reb Lezer says he can make it up, even on the 8th day out of the sukkah. According to Chacham, you can't make it up at all. According to Reb Lezer, it has to be one single sukkah experience throughout Yom Tov. Chag HaSukkah is Shiva Es Yom. According to Chacham, many sukkahs are fine. In fact, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa. It's telling you can make it even on Yom Tov. According to Reb Lezer, it's to be your personal property. Tasa l'cha. Just like Melul, according to Chachamim, you can use your friend's sukkah. Kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael, yeshu b'sukkahs. Reb Lezer tells us, best thing, stay home on sukkahs. Stay home on a regular Yom Tov as well. V'samach da'atu b'secho. And concluded with a story where Reb Lezer avoided responding to a shayla, which he hadn't heard from his rebbein. Kol tov tiyu and atzlacha rabbah.